Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be in a little bit on the mild side. I guess we're going to be on the mild side. I got a bunch of stuff in the last couple of days in regarding to some current events that, you know, is sort of not directly related to health, but it is directly related to health. Whenever the YouTube gets into talking about war with Russia, this affects everybody's health, I gotta say, you know, because it appears that we are now in a situation of heading to war. But the reasons for the war, not what the media is propagating, the reason why we're heading for war is because China is broke. It's dead, busted, broke. And they have to cover this up. We are repeating history again. We are repeating history on a more ancient time than it was before my time. But all the wars that have occurred are a direct result of hiding the truth in regarding to global economics. They opened the door to global free trade. This was supposed to make things cheaper and more economical and more profitable for the corporations. And as the unions were so graciously protecting the laborer, they allowed these companies to go abroad and to bring their products here in Canada, United States, taking not only jobs away, but also the prosperity of the country, giving it to China. First, they went to Mexico, found that the Mexicans didn't want to work because they didn't want to work in the heat. So then they found that the Chinese were a lot easier to get them to comply. And so as a result, you know, everything went to China. China, China, China. You know, and as a result, now it takes 4 to 5 weeks to get anything you want to order. Grocery shelves are empty. You would think when they put in a supply chain computers in, for instance, General Motors. I used to drive truck for General Motors. And they were getting their auto parts supplied. I forget the name of the company now. But they had a computer in General Motors that would automatically order for General Motors parts that they need to keep the production line going before even General Motors knew that they needed the parts. No word of a lie. And Chrysler had them, and Toyota had them, and Nissan had it, and so did Ford and the rest. And yet, here we are. Here we are today with supply chains that have already been efficiently and effectively put into place so that if there is any shortage of stock and inventory, let's say Walmart. Now, you know Walmart's not going to run out of stock because all their shit comes from China. So, you know, they've got a supply chain computer connected right to China. So as soon as they start running certain items low, it's automatically is put into a boxcar or a container and shipped over here by boat waiting to be put into a Walmart store. Now think about that for 1 minute. We have that kind of sophistication where these corporations and companies are intermingled and interfaced with each other to such a degree that one company knows what another company needs before they even need it and can ship it in advance. And here we are today in regard to a supply chain, a bunch of ships sitting out in the ocean, being held there on purpose so that the prices of the goods get inflated 2 and 3 times, or maybe 4. I was looking at a Chevron gas station in the United States, and the way they had it, if you had their gas card, the gas was $4.99 a gallon. If you used a debit card, it was $5.29 a gallon. Their debit card or cash was $4.99 a gallon. If you use something else, it was $5.29. If you use their credit card or cash, it was five and change. If you use a debit card or some other means of paying credit, it was $5.99. It was crazy. And again, this is what happens in Canada. In Canada, we have oil here. We refine it. We don't refine it. They pull it out, send it to Texas. It's refined, sent back. It's a little crazy, I know. We have no refineries in this country. Everything has to be done outside. So what happens here is you catch the right day and the gas price will go down. Come close to the weekend, it goes up. It's all being manipulated. And point I'm trying to make here is we have all these things in place so that there's never any reason for any store to be short. I get emails today coming from the U.S. and people are now already feeling the effect of the shortages. And the cost increases. I've had people contact me looking for help and are on food stamps. And they can't afford to buy fundamental things that they need because they don't have enough money or capital to buy what's required or what they need. Even when it comes to medications, they don't have the money to buy the drugs or these prescriptions that they need to fill. Welcome to America. Or should we say Chinerica or Chimerica? Chimerica. Welcome to Chimerica. Controlled by China. And you got same shit going on in different parts of Canada. Now, I had to make an order, just to give you an idea, to buying raw materials so that we could do what we need to do here. And the price has literally tripled, in some instances quadrupled. I just about fell off my chair. What I was paying for a kilo, I'm now paying for 500 grams. The kilo's gone up, and this is we're having this cascading effect going down, trickling to everybody. And this is what happens when we decide to have everybody outside of our own respective countries to manufacture and provide for us what we can do for ourselves. But because of corporocracies and greed and financial institutions like banks, insurance companies that decided that it was better if the money was made over there because you can make a lot more profit. I mean, let's face it, you're feeding a Chinaman a bowl of rice and a chopstick, you know, and he's happy. Oh, rice, chopstick. Ooh, you know, I'm excited. Yay. You know, that kind of thing. Because their wage scale there is about $600 a month U.S. to live. Which over there, that might be considered a good wage. $600 a month in North America, you're not even living on the streets for $600 a month. So this is where we are at today in this whole dilemma. Now, getting back to Russia. They're building up a big brouhaha in the Ukraine again. I was looking at something yesterday. I was listening to what Putin was saying. I was listening to what the commentary from the U.S. was saying, that they're flying airplanes from NATO to the Ukraine, arming these people. The Ukrainian government is telling them to go underground. Now, I'm pointing this out because this is all a distraction because China's broke. Now, another distraction is going on, and I'm pointing these things out because this is going to affect our mental health. The United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, and the rest of the Commonwealth are now boycotting China for the Olympics. Now, listen to the reason why they're boycotting China for the Olympics: because of human rights violations. I just about fell off my chair. The hypocrisy knows no end. The Chinese even made a comment about it, which rightly so they made. This was nothing but a bunch of bullshit. Now, think about this for a second. We are not going to, but we're going to send the athletes. The athletes can go, but the representatives cannot go. Because of human rights violations. What in fuck's name is going on here in Canada and the United States and the rest of the Commonwealth with human rights? Or I should say, men and women's rights, or men and women's entitlements, men and women's social privileges. You know, these are your rights. What's happening here? Imagine if China said, well, you know what? Canada, we're not gonna sell you rubber tires anymore for your cars because you're violating human rights. You've been beating the shit out of the natives forever. You've shut down a people because for no reason whatsoever. There is no pandemic. We have nothing going on, and you have been violating their rights. You've been taking away their entitlements. You've been taking away their social privileges. So as a result, we're not going to sell you tires anymore. Canada would be in an outrage. What do you mean you're not going to sell us tires? That's what would happen. A lot of bluster, a lot of brouhaha, but nothing to back it up. And human rights, let's just call them rights. Forget about human rights. Just rights and privileges and entitlements. We're losing those rights and privileges and entitlements because the majority of the people drank the Kool-Aid. And unfortunately, the ones that drank the Kool-Aid will not be around with us much longer. It's just the way it goes. No, you know, there's no mean-spiritedness about it. It's just stating the facts. And I've been getting people sending me stuff from all over the internet saying, well, they got this guy selling this, they got this guy selling that, they got... It's unbelievable, the bullshit on this whole thing. And people are falling for it, and they're sending me these emails, and I get kind of tired. Because we did a show a couple shows ago explaining how the DNA works, explaining how this stuff gets into the DNA and how the DNA incorporates this right away into its network, and there's no way you could pull it out. Yet people still fall for this bullshit. It blows me away. We had even an illustration on the show. You could click on the link and you could see the DNA. I'm not sure it's because people don't want to believe it. Or people are looking for something, some pie in the sky that isn't going to happen. You know, since this has started, they've not told us the truth on any of it. 2 years ago or so, I came out first week and said this was fake. And you can go back all the way to that show and you'll hear me say this was fake, this was fraud. Because I knew just from looking at the illustrations and the diagram that this was nothing but a program. That's all it was, an operating system wrapped in protein. Now today, oh ho ho, here we are, you know, two weeks. I think that's Illuminati code for 2 years. I'm not sure, or maybe it's the Zionist code for 2 years, or maybe it's the Freemasonry, two weeks is 2 years, kind of. Maybe that's what that means. Maybe that's another encoding. You know, 2 weeks, we'll get around, you know, we'll lower the curve. We'll go around the curve. We'll curve it down. We'll just give you a curve. What the hell, you know? 2 weeks, 2 years, 2 months, 20 years, 30 years. No, it's just a curve. We're curving, baby. And nobody has woke up to that conscious reality either. They have done nothing but lie, lie, lie. There's never been any identifying protein to validate this on any level. Yet they've changed the name several times, six or seven times now, to give you the impression that this is real. And yet I've never seen anybody die in front of me. You think with a pandemic this bad, and that we've never identified, that we would see people lying on the street left, right, and center. I think it's coming. I do believe it's coming. I believe it's coming because the people that got injected, it seems to me every time I turn around and read something, every time they go into a hospital, it's the injected that are dying. They seem to have the highest casualty rates. So much for saving mankind. You know. The concept of a war in Ukraine is going to distract the world again. Again, first we had the boogeyman. The boogeyman's coming for you. Oh, yeah. Now, the second delusion is, oh, the evil Russians are going into Crimea, and Crimea's, oh, we're going to, and Crimea's, oh, we're going to save Crimea. And Crimea says, we don't need your saving. We're okay with Russia. We've been a part of Russia. We have no problem with Russia. Putin's saying they've been with us all this time. The West is going to invade Russia. I mean, I even heard, read somewhere yesterday, they want to drop a nuke on Russia. Are you effing kidding me? Putin is a military strategist. Biden is a bimbo. Trudeau is a bimbo. All these guys know how to do is play tiptoe through the tulips. That guy has fought in wars and in campaigns. He knows the nature of war. He's been there, done that. What has Biden done? Besides, you know, playing with little children. What has Trudeau done? Oh, besides being a foo-foo. What service have they performed in the military? None. And you want to go up against the guy that's in power? We do have the chief staffs in the United States and in Canada or something similar that are military savvy. But if the president of the United States is the commander chief in the military, God help America badly. This guy doesn't even know what planet he's on. I don't know what he's snorting, what he's drinking. You know, he's carrying his little ketchup bottle with him, wherever, whatever is going on, but that is not a good mix. One of the most powerful forces on the planet, led by a guy with Alzheimer's. Throw them a pizza. We'll be fine. Yeah, send the soldiers over there with no guns. Yeah, it's okay. You know, we'll take them. We can kick their ass. Yeah, you know, just the kind of mentality that I see here. Now, I do know a lot of this is staged as well. You know, the Russians were sending their tanks down there on a train down to the border of Ukraine. Ukraine's opening up the bomb shelters, telling their people to get inside the bomb shelters to get prepared. Because China's broke. China's broke. Mr. Trudeau just got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. He sent so many billions of dollars, and they all of a sudden disappeared. Where did it go? It went to China. You got to support the economy over there, because if it goes down, the world goes down. China's a black hole. It's entropy. Okay, the United States was a black hole at one time in its heyday. And the world had to sustain it in order to sustain the global economy. Now that's not the case anymore. Now China is the one everyone's got to support in order to sustain some sort of stability. This is why they're saying you will have nothing and be happy. You're going to be happy. You got nothing. I'm happy. I got nothing. Oh. I got a rabbi on here. Now, I get a woman that writes me an email. And she thinks I'm a Zionist, and I have to laugh at her. You know, I do. I crack up. She thinks I am Semitic. This is true, but I'm not a Zionist. You know, and I'm not. My parents, my family doesn't even come from Israel. Like I said, the Semitic culture is a pretty vast and huge culture that goes from Spain, Portugal, Southern Europe, Northern Africa, all the way to the Middle East and beyond. So not everybody from Israel is not everybody that's Semitic is from Israel. So. I get these things all the time. So as she tunes into the show and then she writes me, you should see some of the stuff she writes me. I always have to laugh half the time. Well, I do laugh half the time. It's just hilarious. Anyway, I'm going to play this. I got the link. And there's a little write-off here. And what the rabbi is really afraid of is what everybody who's awake needs to be concerned with, you know, realistically. So let me get this set up, and we'll play the thing here, and we'll see what happens. Hold on. See if it works.
Run the evil government. That's what's concerning me. It's the stupidity of people is what's concerning me. The fact that the government is evil, I know that. The fact that we are controlled by evil psychopaths, we know that. What has changed? Nothing changed. The fact that people comply, that's a cause for concern. And you know why? Because these are the people who are going to go after you at some point, not the government. The Nazis said we're not going to do another Holocaust the same way. We're going to do another Holocaust. We are in a Holocaust. But not the same way that it was brutal and forced. You're going to voluntarily go into the gas chamber. Like you see these long lines in Tel Aviv, people are just waiting in line. 5,000 people are waiting in line to get vaccinated. They're not even forced. There's no dogs. There's no SS officers. So the Nazis became more...
He's correct. He is absolutely correct. They have played a psychological game on the world. They have followed Hitler's mantra, tell a people a lie long enough, they will believe it. The Russian mantra, that if you get people afraid for two straight weeks, you'll never, never get them off of that fear. That's 70% of the global population. Hell, they were only trying to get 15 to 20% to take these jabs and die. The corporocracies, the bankers, the ones that really control the planet, the real owners of this planet, I'm just going to go by what George Carlin says, the real owners of this planet are laughing their asses off all the way to the bank. They're going to get your gold, they're going to get your silver, they're going to get your cash, they're going to get your jewelry, they're going to get your real estate, they're going to get everything you ever worked for, because you're that effing stupid to follow this game. They're going to get it. George Carlin said it right. They're going to come after your pensions. They're going to come after your Social Security. They're going to come after your social insurance. They're going to get it because people are goofy today. Even the people I've met from the Baltic regions and from the East Bloc countries that used to be East Bloc, it amazes me today how easy they have complied and capitulated to this bullshit after going what they've gone through. It astounds me that they would even trust any government, anybody who's instituted in the system. Everyone talks about the Hebrews being, killed in the Holocaust. Nobody talks about the East Bloc countries and how many people died, how many people were eradicated through the transitions, and how many people, how they were programmed, brainwashed, and whatever. They had it hard. They were poor. America and Canada has never seen that. Okay, my mom grew up as a child getting bombed every day by the German military. Every day they were dropping bombs on Malta. Okay, she had to hide in the catacombs there. And they had to ration everything. She told me about how they, like, my grandfather used to drive a bus for the military, so he used to get supplies and bring them and some to my grandmother and my mom. And then they were distributed among the group that they had in the catacombs. Okay, we have never seen that here. Okay, the closest thing that has seen that in North America are those people who lived in real poor neighborhoods, ghettos, slums, or just out and out poverty, where they're living off the government because there's no jobs, they have very little, and things are expensive. And there's no subsidizing. If you grew up in a ghetto in America, then you know exactly what I'm talking about as far as being hungry, not having enough, and being poor. If you grew up in some of the other cultures or countries and you have experienced hardcore poverty, you know what I'm talking about. So when you see people that have gone through that and all of a sudden are just lining up to get these injections, that makes me wonder, what happened? Did somebody disengage the brain? Did they leave it at home? Or did it fall out of their ear when they got out of the car? I mean, it makes you wonder. But the rabbi here is right. Now, for those of you who are anti-Semitic and don't like Hebrews, you know, that's fine. You have the problem. I don't. I'm not crazy about Zionists. I've got to tell you the truth. I'm not crazy about them at all. But, you know, as far as hating Hebrews, are you kidding me? Not every Hebrew is a banker. Not every Hebrew is a Zionist. And some of them are even fighting Zionism in their own country. So don't, you know, be sober-minded when you go into making judgments. Not everybody that's a Christian follows the KKK. KKK has called themselves whatever, and they kill ethnic or colored people. That's not my book, Christian, but they think so. So I wouldn't judge every Christian based on that premise. I wouldn't judge every Catholic by that same premise either. A lot of Catholics are really good people. Some of them are not so good. Well, you got that everywhere. You know, you got Protestants the same way. You know, you got some Muslims are very sophisticated and educated. Some aren't. You got that in everybody. So to make a judgment, really do it soberly and rightly. So when we're looking at what he's saying, we're seeing this being enacted right in front of us, and it's just astounding. So we're going back. We are going to war. We are going to a war. Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner is Russia with a vast military arsenal that can contend with anybody on the planet. And in this corner, we have the United States, the superpower of the planet, coming into a little country called the Ukraine, loading it up with army ammunition and planes and toys and noise and everything else. We want you to come out fighting, no low blows. You know, when I call you to go to your corner, go to your corner. This is how ridiculous this is. Because China is going broke, and that's going to affect everything. These boats are out there. They're inflating the cost of everything because China's broke, and now they're gouging since they're the supplier of the world, they're gouging everybody. Okay, and you need to understand this is what this is a gouge. This is why I always say, get ready. You need to be autonomous. You need to be autonomous. You need to be autonomous. In other words, don't rely on government. Don't rely on corporations. Don't rely on banks. Don't rely on anything. One of the things you need to recognize is you have the capacity to make it on your own. You don't need corporations. But we got again, seduced with that idea. Oh, get a job. Get a 401k. Get a pension. You know, get a good retirement check at the end of your term. Talk to some of the people that retired. They'll tell you what's really going on. You know, they're not making it enough. What they did get, they lost. Every time a contract was reopened or renegotiated, whatever benefits that they had worked and fought for were taken away. But the corporations made more money. They got to save that money and put it into the corporate till. I'm not anti-free enterprise. I'm very much for free enterprise. What I'm against is having these kind of controls on a general population, forcing them to lose their jobs because they don't want to poison themselves with an operating system. And the media and the banks and the governments and the pharmaceutical industry are paying big bucks to the advertising campaigns to get people to, you know, eventually, like the rabbi said there, the problem we're going to have isn't going to be so much the government, not at first. The problem we're going to have are the people within the community that will betray you in a heartbeat, thinking that they're doing a good service for the government, and the government comes along, pats them on the head, oh, good servant, you did such a fine job, pat, 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 pat. Here's a crumb from a piece of bread. Oh, thank you so much. I got nothing and I'm happy. Ooh. I did my duty. I betrayed my fellow countrymen. Yes, I'm happy. Ooh, I got nothing. That's what we're seeing. This has been a training exercise for the last 2 years. The only way this is going to change, honestly, is if you wipe out this population and start over. And they have figured out how to negate that, too. See, all these people are going to be dead sooner or later. It's not a matter if, it's a matter of when. And they have whittled down the generations down to now 5 to 11. They have injected pregnant women. And I keep thinking about that kid I saw that got, mom got injected and she was born and it was quivering like he was epileptic. That still rings in my head sometimes. Anyway, when we're seeing that they're going after the 5 and 11, that means that once they wipe out this generation of idiots, they're now going to take control of these people because they will have the medications or the programs or the operating systems to shut down whatever they put inside of them. And as long as they continue to comply, they will give them whatever relief or alleviation through either medications or programming. That's how they have figured it out. You wipe out the senior baby boomers, and all that money is untied. Instead of having to pay them their social benefits, their monetary benefits, their health benefits, you no longer have to pay them. They're dead. We've killed them. We put the death shot into them, and if they didn't die from that, they died from the ventilator. They killed them. Thank the corporations. Thank the corporocracies. Thank the banks. Thank the government. Thank the pharmaceutical industry, because they're all in bed together. Everyone gets mad sometimes at the people that tell the truth, and you want to beat up that person, or you want to fight that person. And I always say when I see that, I always think, you're the coward. You're the frickin' coward. Because you won't fight the real fight. You won't fight the real battle. In order to free Canada and the United States and the rest of the Commonwealth, you are going to have to go to where the cause of this effect starts, and that's the government. You have to go after the bankers. You have to go after the corporations. You have to, anybody who's telling you that you can't go to work because you don't have the jab or the QR code, okay, they're your enemy. They are your enemy. I don't give a shit if it's a manager of a store getting orders. They are your enemy because they should be siding with you. They're worried about their job. They're worried about what they're going to lose. I got news for everybody. You ain't got sweet fuck all anyway. They're going to take it all away from you anyhow. You may hang on to it for a short period of time, but they will eventually come to you as well. It's inevitable. They want it all. If you're going to live in a dwelling, they are going to own it. If you don't comply to their rules, you will be on the street. That's how it's going to roll. That's already happening in California, in Los Angeles. You know, that's what you should be looking at. Don't look at the TV and get this, you know, pie in the sky horseshit that you see. Take a look at some of the major cities in the United States. Take a look at some of the major cities here in Canada, Vancouver and Toronto, for instance, and even Calgary. Calgary has got a homeless problem that you wouldn't believe. Some of the shit I saw there, I thought, holy shit, talk about a throwback. I felt like I stepped in time 30 years in the past. Are you kidding me? The mentality there was unbelievable. And then they didn't have any social net for like a lot of the natives that were living out in the street or homeless people that lost everything. That's going to be the norm in this country. That's going to be the norm in this country. You know, when you go out to the East Coast, they got nothing there. They're broke. You know, they live in a kind of slum kind of mentality there. They've got nothing. They're subsidized by the government. I mean, and that's all across Canada. So when I hear all the time, and I've been hearing this a lot lately, you know, it's the white man's fault. It's the white man's fault. It's the white man's fault. White man. I haven't found this white man that caused all these problems. Gotta tell you, I haven't found them. I've looked for somebody that's white, and I haven't seen anybody. I tell you who has caused the problem, though. The real cause of the problem are your banks. The real cause of the problems are your pharmaceutical companies. The real cause of your problems are your corporations and your government. The government is the number one problem. Remember what Ronald Reagan used to say? The best government to have is no government. But, I mean, it was all contorted and twisted. We got more government interference now than we've ever had. And this is what's taking us into a war. So that we can distract the people, we can continue shooting them with shit and telling all kinds of bullshit about a boogeyman that doesn't exist. Oh, the boogeyman, he's coming. Oh, give me my shot. I need my shot. I always say, yeah, me too. I need a shot of brandy so I can deal with your stupidity. We better start thinking, and who is the enemy? Okay, I was watching, like I told you the other night, Max Egan, and what's going on down in Australia, New Zealand. I mean, are you effing kidding me? South Africa. All this, the Commonwealth countries are away from everything. They're away on the other side of the planet. They're being effed hard. They've taken away their means of defense. Well, you can, you know, you can become very inventive when it comes to that. But, I mean, seriously, they have been hooped. And, again, nobody's paying attention. You know why nobody pays attention? Because everyone thinks, oh, that's so far away. Australia's all the way down there by Antarctica. They'll never get here. New Zealand's right beside Australia. Hell, that'll never come here. Well, South Africa's a little bit north of the Antarctic, but shit, that's way down there. Well, the UK's a little closer. Yeah, well, that's right across the Atlantic. Now we're in Canada. Oh, shit. They're right above us. What's it going to take? What's it going to take? You know, are you armed? Are you prepared? The problem you're going to have regarding to your health are the people that are going to betray you. That's coming. That's coming hard. I already had a friend of mine who was just minding his old business, and the guy went in and got a positive check for the so-called pandemic, corona, COVID, variant, delta, lambda, Mu and SARS COVID, and now this, whatever this, Omicron. That guy is an Omicron. He goes in, gets a shot, and says, oh, have you been around? Yeah, I've been around my buddy over here. I just shot him. Good thing my buddy's got a better temperament than I do. I mean, he said the asshole. So why? That's what the government called him, right? You must quarantine. Why? Were you around blah, blah, blah? Yeah, about 2 weeks ago. Well, you got a quarantine. Sounds like a machine. You got a quarantine. It's amazing. But like I said, that was a simple betrayal. What's going to happen when it gets real? You ain't got no food. You ain't got no money. But you're supposed to be happy, and you got nothing. Now, let me give you some good news. A couple good things that popped up. If you're looking for a job in Ontario, in Toronto, there's a link here. There's some businesses there looking for unvaccinated employees. Because they need people to work. And they don't want people vaccinated working in the environment because they'll shed. About effing time. You know, I got people that come over here to my place all the time. I'd say 99.9% of them are unvaccinated. I have the odd one that comes, but they call before they come. So I make sure nobody's in my shop or in my dwelling or wherever I'm at when they come to visit. Because I don't want anybody here if they come, so it avoids them from shedding. And unfortunately, that's how it has to be. It's not discrimination, that's protection. You can't put a rotten apple with a bunch of apples because the rotten one will spoil the rest. And this is no different. And some of you are going to say, well, it only sheds for 12 days. Bullshit. The polio vaccine, they said the same thing. It only will shed for 12 days. How many years ago was that? It's still shedding. Let's start from the mid-50s to where we're at today. Over 60 years of shedding. Okay. You're not going to do anything that's going to do anything in regard to that. You can now, if you come with what they call contact vaccinosis, that can be dealt with because that's not inserted into the DNA direct. And maybe in the bloodstream, maybe in a tissue, maybe in the respiratory tissue, but you can knock that out. But if it's injected, no. So now you have a possibility. And again, if you are someone who is looking for people, there are a lot of nurses, police officers, firemen, you know, warehouse workers, factory workers, skilled trades that are looking to be employed who aren't vaccinated. They don't want to work with the vaccine. Okay, I'll give an example. I got a friend of mine, she cuts hair. So every time I need a haircut, I give her a call because she's not vaccinated. Now, you know, when women or men or anybody cuts your hair, they're right on top of you. Right? They're cutting, they got the lawnmower and they're going, you know, kind of thing. And they got the clipper going and they're trimming the sides and, you know, making sure the bush is nice and neat. And when you comb it, you know, everything's all whatever. Well, when they're close like that, I know that they're not vaccinated. That is a relief for me. Because now I don't have to go to my machine and zap myself or surge myself with the machine. You know, and same thing, if you're a farmer and you are selling food on the side, you know, word of mouth would get out there that you're looking, you know, you're not a vaccinated farmer, I guarantee you're going to be busy. I would come to your farm or have friends of mine who take me to your farm. So like I said, this is going on in Toronto, which is a positive step. I think I've always thought that there would be a separation coming anyway. There would be an exodus. There would be a point in time where we would be leaving these institutions that we're in, run by the corporates. And I think it would be all for the better. All for the better. I also put on here tonight sites that may come in handy for what's to come. Again, if you're down under with all the thunder, if you're in South Africa, if you're in New Zealand, UK, Canada, United States, the rest of the world, anybody can download them. But I'm specifically talking to the what's left of the Commonwealth. You know, so much for royalty leading the Commonwealth. Protecting and defending the Commonwealth. What a joke. Anyway, this will be for you. Especially you. But this is for everybody. Now, the only thing that I'm going to really suggest is that you share the data. And again, I'm going to keep on putting stuff up as I see more and more as these things go on. So that everybody can have some kind of hope to get through. Some of you don't know anything about surviving. Some of you have never done anything. Some of you have always lived in the city. So this may help allow you at least get started. All right? Get started. Now, how many of you seen that Marvel show, Bloodshot? I guess it's not Marvel. Bloodshot was a soldier that they took and basically reprogrammed his body to function with nanobots and nanites inside the system. And according to the comic, the Bloodshot, if he got injured bad enough, he could take a piece of meat, put it on his chest, and the nanites would break it down and convert it into energy and raw building materials to repair his network. Now they've got robots that can actually do this, which they probably had for 20 years. Because by the time we see the research, it's pretty much has come and gone. Robots that run on food, this is Bloodshot having nanos that can regenerate and be utilized, recharge. This is another aspect of this. Science fiction, when you guys start looking at it, pay attention to a lot of things. because we are looking at some advanced technologies being televised right under your nose as a means of entertainment. For instance, when you look at the Avengers Age of Ultron, you're looking at a robot battle between Tony Stark and his creation, blah, blah, blah. What you really should be looking at is you got all these super soldiers, and now you got an animated AI that's upgrading itself to another AI. They are giving you all kinds of clues in that little scene to let you know that the upgrade is more advanced and more powerful. And it did it by itself. That's the AI we're dealing with today. Okay? So, anyway, there now these bots can use food. Imagine that. What's your body primarily consisted of, more than anything else, is protein. Protein and fat. And glucose or sugar. You'd make a lovely dinner. I'm running low, George. Yeah, there's a person over there. Let's go eat him. Or her. We'll get all the protein we need and we'll be good to go. We'll regenerate, replicate, and assemble. Because we got the power. Something from a sci-fi horror. They can transfer materials with light. I've been saying that they could do this for quite some time. Now you got the data. You've got the data right there. You know, we're not in that world anymore where things are simple. You know, we are living in a world today that unfortunately has changed and devolved for the worse. Now, another thing I got also this week was Twitter was removing people that were speaking from the Bible. I think this is a telltale sign for those who believe in biblical truths that you're next. First, they're taking you off, they're making you disappear on the internet, and next they're going to make you disappear in reality. There'll be no metaverse for you. There'll be no metaverse church, no metaverse fellowship, no metaverse nothing. They're going to take you out. That's what's going to happen. And it may happen sooner than we think. You got to remember, while everyone's being diverted to Russia and the war with Russia, what's going on at home again? What are they doing here? Are we going to be so distracted with what's going on overseas that we're going to forget what they're doing here? Now again, this is again another strike against people's personal rights and choices, rights and freedoms. Their entitlements. They're entitled to be able to talk about the Bible. They're entitled to talk about Jesus. They're entitled to talk about whatever they see fit to talk about. We got morons to get out there and talk about nothing but bullshit all the time. Yet I don't see them censoring them. You got people there talking about the Quran. You got people there talking about the Torah. You got people there talking about the different books, holy books and different religions. And no, I don't see any shutdown there. But I do see this again here. Now, you're on the side of the world. They've already taken Muslims in China and tortured them there. And these are all people. No matter how you look at it, these are all people. And they don't deserve that kind of shit either. Now, I also put another file on here for all of you to see the virus, the nanobiotech virus. This was 2015. Okay, Brian and myself were still digging like a bunch of madmen trying to find answers to all this. And I found this, and I put it here. So those of you who can't get your head around, nanobiology can be created from viruses and from fungi and from mold. And then you can understand what a mimetic is. This will help you see it. Hopefully this will help you understand it so you don't keep falling for these dumb bastards selling you shit you don't need because that won't work. And once you read it and you begin to understand the nature of how bad things really are with this nano that they're dumping from the sky, landing on the landmass across the planet, we are at war already. We've been at war for like 20 years. And the more you see the correlations between Hollywood and what they're doing, they have already given you the script. You can go to almost any major movie. And if you look for the details and slow the movie's operating speed down to like 0.25, and you start watching things, you're going to see a lot of things pop up. Not just sci-fi, just about all of it. Everything that they're entertaining us with, and I was thinking about that today. All this entertainment that we got, seriously, do you actually believe they did this so that they can amuse us? We were being studied. We were being manipulated. We were being tested. They wanted to see what their technology could do, so they created television. And then with television, they could create a narrative on the television that you would watch and get programmed with, and then they would monitor that. When they got into that Blu-ray television, that was a transceiver. While you're watching the show, they were able to read all your facial expressions and record them. Now they got AIs that they built that can, you know, when they're talking to you, they will create the same facial expressions you do. So, like I said, here we are today with bullshit, total bullshit. Here we are today in the verge of a war. If this starts, I would say the second horseman has now been released. He's on his way. War. War. First there was pestilence, then there was war. Actually, there was hunger, then there was war. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. As I've often said many a time, the Bible is the script to go by. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want you looking at the Bible on the internet anymore, on Twitter. You might figure it out. You actually might be able to save yourself. You might be able to help your others get saved. You might help people, you know, come to know the truth. And a lot of people may be already coming to know the truth and are starting to read their Bibles again, starting to looking at the Gospels again. They are, you know, they're petrified. They're petrified. You mentioned Jesus, man, they start crawling. Yeah, Jesus. Seriously. Such power in the name. And like I said, when we're understanding, you know, the nature of everything that's going on today, you know, and you won't be able to get it all in one shot. You'll be getting it in bits and bytes and pieces here and there. But you're going to be able to understand that through even the stuff I'm showing you and what Brian has shown you on the nanobiotech or the nano-engineered genetically altered AI program, you'll start to begin to see it. And most of you will not see it, but you're damn well going to feel it. I will tell you that straight out. When they activate this thing, you're going to know it. We talk to people all the time. They're in constant pain. They can't sleep. They can't function. You know, they're being targeted all the time. That's when you get to that, you're in a battle for your life. Because the shit they're going to be putting in your head through voice to skull. It'll be unbelievable. I was watching something the other day. I was watching Flash. And there was a scenario there where a gal was able to fire black light. A black light. A black light emits a purple hue. And it was able to somehow alter the person's brain where they became more submissive through any kind. It was like a hypnosis that was going through because the light had somehow was able to capture the brain and was able then to just receive whatever was being put out there, and then it would act on it. So I started looking up black lights, and I did see some things, but I have yet to find a study to show its impact on the brain, whether it's on mice, people, or whatever. But when you see stuff like that, and it caught my eye right away, because what I started thinking was those lampposts that they put out, they're emitting a black light. Why are they putting out a black light? What are they looking for? Because the black light will expose certain things that normal light won't. You know, what are they trying to trigger? Are they trying to induce a post-suggestion to people so that they would go into a trance and then follow the order? There was a movie I watched once where they had factions within this area. This one faction was the military faction, and again, the corporates and the head, those who were in charge, had seduced the military by giving them drugs in their food. So it got to a point when they heard a signal, they would wake up, respond to the signal, go and do whatever they had to do, and come back, and like they were sleepwalking. They had no idea nor any recollection. So, is something going on with these black lights? I think so. Again, at this point, it's pure speculation. I have to dig a little deeper, but I know there's something to those black lights. I know it. They can read something on you. If you got anything that has a phosphorescent effect, the black light will pick it up. I'm just wondering if it's some kind of triggering mechanism that they're going to be using with this. As I stated earlier, you know, when you're out and about and you look around, you're a little bit outnumbered. And if they decide to turn these people against you because you're not wearing a mask, like they did over here in Canada with Canadian Tire, I wonder if that guy ever got his lawsuit. You know, how they jumped the guy and almost caused him to have a heart attack. So, like I said, you know, I think that black light may have... So if you find something, let me know. Send me an email. I do know it can be used to... UVC lights can be used to sanitize. But specifically, you want either a black light or ultraviolet light. The spectrum should be 0 to 400 nanometers. It's not a long beam, but it's a very powerful frequency that it puts out. And I'm just wondering if they're even using that to transmit from another source to allow the transmission to flow even better. Not sure. Again, this is all speculation. So anyway, check it out. Check it out. Check out the links tonight. Share them with everybody, you know, in any way you can. And again, and check out the file from the 2015. Some of you might get it. Some of you may not. But I'm putting all this stuff out there so that everybody has a chance to see what you're dealing with. Look up the word mimetic. Look up the word origami. You know. Look up the word lattice in nanobiotech, nanobioengineering, nanogenetics. You may find yourself getting really educated instead of following some bullshit. So anyway, I think I'm going to wind it down and take a look here. Yep, I'm going to wind it down. All right, at the end of these shows, I'm always saying read your Bible, read your Gospels. You know, get to know what the script is. Get to understand the nature of the script, what's being written. There are two scenarios that I see. One Brian always talks about that we'll wind up being, you know, put into some kind of chamber and our energy life forces will be sucked out of us. I think that there is some kind of scenario similar to that. I mean, we'd call it hell, but whether that's hell or not, who knows? And then there's another scenario, the one I advocate, because I think it's a little bit more positive, and maybe some people might think it's facetious, but it's one I believe. And when Christ comes back, he will deliver us into a better place. Those who don't go with him may wind up in that other place. You know, I think there's merit to what is being said in that. Because everything I'm seeing with them harvesting children and creating genetic life forms is to power artificial intelligence. And once the life form is expired, they liquefy those proteins, which we've read about, right? With the cremation, they're liquefying the body into a protein peptide solution. And then they're feeding that back to the kids who they have just brought into existence. What cannibalism. But the machine doesn't care, because in that restructuring of the proteins, you got a new program, a new distraction, a new stage. You're dreaming, believing, you're living a life. And really what you are is you're in a containment being bled dry, and your DNA is being used to stream data. Imagine that. That's what these things are all about. They are showing you stuff. If you'll only look, you'd be surprised at the comparison to what Hollywood has shown us and what's already real today. So like I said, read your Gospels. Read them. Sharing you with that to read. And again, up above, I got people up there that are trying very hard to help people, again, saving lives and doing what they can. You know, helping people find healing or solutions. Help them out any way you can. If you can offer any kind of loose change, please do so. If you can't, because you lost your job, because of this insanity that this government oppression that we are dealing with has, you know, created this problem for you, or you just can't afford it, or you're just broke, don't worry about it. Share the information. You know, that would be the best thing. Alrighty, we're almost there. At the end of these shows, I always say we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.